7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Thursday, October 11th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we are brand new on LifeSite News. If you'd like to check out our latest commentary, LifeSite News, talking about let's cross over into Canada before we lean to the side of accepting homosexual marriage, lowering the age of anal consent to 14 years old, the government attacking the church, telling them what they can say to homeschoolers. It's not permissible to allow there, to allow. Apparently that government forgets who they work for. And what's interesting is their government preamble. The country's preamble starts out acknowledging Almighty God. They're attempting to set men and women in their country at war with God. And who, look who they're going to. The kids. Anal consent. What does that have to do with marriage? Wow.
That's what it has to
the
do
government
with the agenda.
Handing out badges like they are in America to the TSA,
yeah,
to human rights commissions, to attempt to criminalize anybody that doesn't agree with homosexuality? Wow. Wait a second. I thought the homosexuals were under attack here. Is this crazy stuff, friends? Wow. Here we are. Folks, again, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, that's double E. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, I am amazed. The emails I get... Okay.
Every day.
Even during the break. Come on, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. We want to hear your pretty little voices. I mean, we get the faithfuls out there. It's interesting, though, when you listen to nationals, they get a lot of the same callers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the, you know, the upper echelon of the guys that are getting paid $20 million a year.
Tier ones.
Man, we're only getting $4 and $5 million. We got to get up into the $20 million before we... Jeez.
Millions.
We're just,
millions.
We're small change to these big dogs, aren't we?
Little chumps, but they pay attention.
Folks, we want you to lay out on the table what it is that you have for 53 countries to listen to. I want to hear it. As long as we're, of course, not enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, and a word of sorted.
That's right.
Bad you
guys.
Can listen.
Weirdos and sorted bad guys, yeah. That's right. Just say something, you know. That number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. You know what I'm going to do? Because I get these people, they'll email me every day. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to get to the point where I'm not going to respond to them anymore until they get on the radio.
That's right.
Because the whole point of the show is, hey, come on, we need to be courageous, right?
Interaction. Yes.
It wasn't cowards that established this republic, and it's not going to be cowards that sustain it or preserve it. That's exactly right. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
It's a terrible place to be
when your brains are in someone else's head.
No, see, I'm a drummer. Did you notice I was clicking my hands there? I was trying to keep time, but we're good.
And I was stuttering. Okay. I'm not a singer or a drummer, but I am
able
to read.
That's not true.
What's on Facebook?
About 7 years ago, you came down in the basement when we were practicing once. The Revelator.
I didn't say I didn't enjoy singing.
And it's a good thing your wife's not back there right now.
I'm not a singer.
We'll just jump over that topic.
I do enjoy it.
Okay.
But we have other things to talk about right now rather than hearing you
sing. More important things, yes.
That's right. Go to the Facebook at The Sons of Liberty. That's The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. And you can read about what Bradley just brought up. Ontario Education Minister. She said that this is in Canada, Ontario, in case you don't know where Ontario is. And we have a lot of listeners in Canada, so thank you for tuning in. And this is what's happening, because Bradley was just recently posted on LifeSite News, which is an outlet that serves the Canadian people. And they loved the video that Bradley just posted, and it's Look to Canada. The video's awesome. It's posted at The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. We're glad to be a part of the team over there. In that very country, their education minister said Catholic schools can't teach abortion is wrong. That's misogyny, which is basically verbal abuse against women.
This is incredible to me. Mm-hmm. They are attacking everything that is right, namely the family.
That's right. And they don't relent. They don't say, first it started with education.
Do these people, Jake, don't they realize who they're working for?
Yeah. Well, this woman, this particular woman, is a Catholic with children. So it shows the extent of their hypocrisy. I mean, what does the devil do?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm just doing my job, though.
That's right. Just doing my job.
Yeah, just doing my job by violating you people that I work for.
Vehemently. This is what she says. Taking away a woman's right to choose could arguably be considered one of the most misogynistic actions that one could take. I don't think there's a conflict between choosing Catholic education for your children and supporting a woman's right
to
choose.
Well, you're not the originator of law neither, ma'am. So who cares about your point of reference, which just happens to be you? You're trying to create a government that looks just like you, and it advocates murder.
That's right. And here's the problem. Just like the Catholics learned, when they didn't speak up on Obamacare, and all of a sudden Obamacare pointed its guns at the Catholic Church, then they stood up. That's the same thing that's happening here. When they infiltrate public education systems and they make statements like this, that's where it needs to stop. Not when they start to turn right onto the church, because they're not going to stop. Destruction is in their path.
This is tyranny.
This is complete tyranny. And they will rule anywhere where you give them authority to rule.
Mask off. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. Okay. Real quick. Crystal, Wisconsin, Bradley and Jake, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, you were talking about the homosexual agenda in Canada, yet they still left God in their preamble.
Yeah, that's how it starts out, Almighty God, acknowledging Almighty God, just like all 50 states in the United States.
Yeah, it's the same basic principle. It was the DNC or something, I believe, where they basically were voting to leave God in or take it out.
Yeah.
And they said that they voted to leave him in. It's the same basic principle. They know if you take God out of it, it will fall. And, like, they are, obviously. They're not Christian, but they're fooling themselves.
Well, they're attempting to fool the American people
exactly.
into believing that there's some form of godly men and women, but they hold the
exactly.
truth and unrighteousness, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm reading right now.
I've got that statement, actually. It says, whereas Canada is founded upon principles that recognize the supremacy of God and the rule of law. This was given by a Quebec Superior Court Judge, Gerald Dungree or whatever.
Well, when they swear an oath, Jake, who do they swear?
Exactly.
Is it just to the people, or is it to their buddies in government, or is it to God?
Yeah.
I'm swearing an oath before God, mm-hmm. who's going to hold me accountable.
That's right.
And anybody with a little common sense is going to understand what that's all about.
And any citizenry would demand that of their leaders.
Yeah.
For sure.
Cool. Well, thank you for your call, Crystal. We appreciate it. We got to keep rolling here, guys. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people. This is the American Declaration of Independence. It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Huh. Their safety and their happiness. And if I go just a little bit higher up on the Declaration of Independence, I love this stuff because this is the bedrock of who we are, America.
Can't fight.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Yesterday we talked a little bit about unalienable rights, that our government in this United States has no legislative powers to create laws that eradicate our rights, which are that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. life.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been duped out of your rights, friends, by tolerating a government that kills its babies in your wombs at will. Why don't we, since you were talking about the Canadian educational, what do they call her, a minister over there?
Yeah, the education minister.
That's kind of bizarre, but okay.
Minister.
Okay, cool. It's interesting. Why don't they teach the kids not to commit adultery? Mm-hmm. See, what's happening is wisdom is justified by her children. And the bottom line here is they're acting just like the adults who never repented before a just and a holy God, who have never walked in the fear of the Lord. Yeah. So why don't we just tell the kids what Scripture says?
Uh-huh.
Because they'll probably get a hold of it, because it'll be common sense to a bunch of people that are sitting in darkness. Folks, it's like this. The only truth that men have when in darkness, the only light that men have is the truth when they're in darkness. And we have to give them the truth, which is in the light. And who is the light of men? His name is Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 6:9, he said that no fornicator, sex before marriage, shall have an inheritance into the kingdom of God, nor an adulterer. Right? Why don't we teach them that? Why not? Then we don't have to worry about killing innocent babies in the wombs of little girls. But they don't think that way. What they want to do is they want to get rid of God, create the problem, get rid of God so they can become God. And that's exactly what these people are attempting to do. Whenever you see a government act outside of what God commanded them, you already know that tyranny is at work. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. And that's exactly what you're seeing, not only in Canada. And look at they're doing incrementally. They're attacking every form of life.
That's exactly where they're going.
And now the Canadian people are figuring out, wait a second, this isn't what this was supposed to be about. They're attacking us. They're assaulting us. This is totalitarianism. They're defining the opposite of what they said they were going to do. That's right. But that's what we've been telling you for a long time. And so now here we are in America, 55 million babies later, instead of practicing what we preach, America, you're letting organizations teach your kids that it's okay to kill and that it's okay to be with other men, with men and women with women. Whoa. I've said it so often. It's not a good place to put yourself, friends. It's not good at all. If we just look at history, we can see God does not tolerate this. Concerning homosexuality, Sodom and Gomorrah, God said that Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. God doesn't play. And notice here, too, friends, he didn't need anybody to implement judgment. He did it on his own.
That's right.
And where man leaves off, law and commandment and judgment and justice to establish righteousness, therefore having peace, God will at length bring it down. And that's what we're beginning to see. And we talked a little bit about that yesterday in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. You're not going to get away from it.
That's right. And the founders of this country knew that, because when George Washington laid his hand on the Bible, when he swore his oath to perform his duty in office, it was on Deuteronomy 28.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Where the blessings, when they
there's
say,
an anointing on that, dude.
When they say in the Constitution, the preamble, the blessings of liberty, they're talking about the blessings located in Deuteronomy 28. These blessings shall be upon you if you obey the laws of God. And if not, these curses shall be upon you. These men knew that. You know, and to flip that over, the Word of God teaches us. We've been saying it on the radio program for quite some time. And this is the scary part about people and the way that the public reacts. The Word of God has always been there. There's nothing new under the sun. We reap what we sow as a nation. So if men and women, Christian men and women, really read the Word of God, now many do, but they actually believed it, then they would act upon it, and this wouldn't happen. But there comes a point where tyrants become so empowered by lack of action that they start to steamroll. And folks, what it's going to require is the equal resistance from you, the people, to stop this momentum. And in America, we've already got our example in front of us, which is Canada. In America, it stops now, not with our vote, but with our no meaning no. Will our vote reflect it? Yes, but you have to stop a tyrant. A criminal doesn't get a chance to finish robbing a store before you bring him to court. The police apprehend him immediately when he breaks the law. Then he goes to court and he's tried. It's no different in these type of matters in society and with government officials.
Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God.
Yes, it is.
And when you look at Romans 13 that the professed church in America gets caught up on, it's real clear.
Yeah.
Read right before the chapter break. It says, overcome evil with good.
Amen.
Not the other way around.
Justice, that's right.
Matthew Henry rightly said this. He said, the wicked that are troublers of a land ought to be punished for the preventing and turning away of those national judgments which otherwise will be inflicted and in which even the righteous are many times involved. Yeah.
The righteous become the prey of it. Because there's easily, there's easily more folks that don't go, that don't believe the ways of wickedness, but they don't react against them. That's the problem.
Okay, in Matthew Henry on the verse Proverbs 21:18, as to the commentary, this was the scripture reference: the wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. Yep. That's grand.
That's right, and And that's what people don't understand is, well, I do good, you know, I raise my family right. But if you don't react in the culture that you live in, you ultimately become the prey. And you will because you do good. And that's where we're at right now in this nation. You become a prey if you don't react to those that do bad. It's not enough to just do good. Overcome good with evil, the Bible says. That's right. Do it. Apply it. Not just in your own hearts and your own lives, but in your society as a whole. That's the duty of mankind. And when you truly love... If you love, and we posted a piece Trey Gowdy was giving.
Oh, I want to get to that, too. That is fantastic. It is awesome.
Because the way that he ended it was perfect. He understands redemption. He was talking about the soldiers who stood their post. They asked for reinforcements.
Okay, now you're talking about what's going on in Libya.
That's right.
Okay, now Gowdy used to be a prosecutor in what state?
Yeah, I think it was South Carolina.
I was just going to say one of the Carolinas.
Yep.
And now what is his position in government, Jake?
He's a congressman. I'm not sure what his technical position was. I'm sure he's got a few more titles than that, but he's a congressman. And he's standing because he said these men who stood and did their duty, no political affiliations, because that matters not.
Yeah.
They did their
Christ
duty
the crafts, yeah.
unto death. How much more us in this country and those that are supposed to be responsible for instance, and he's referring to Carney and I think another lady named Rice. How much more responsible are we to do our duty to the people of this country when these men gave it all? And that's the emphasis of it. How much more in the terms of Christ? How much more in the terms of our Constitution? The men who bled to give it to us?
Yeah.
The men who risked their lives, liberties, and sacred honor?
Well, dude, you see this even in the state of Minnesota. You go into the Capitol building in the state of Minnesota, you're seeing the soldiers on the walls.
Yeah.
And what are they exemplifying? The price that's been paid for the liberties that we have. They died and ratified the Constitution to give us the right to be in government, to live out in a free society that they paid for with the ultimate price. What was it? Their blood.
That's right.
There's nothing.
No more argument.
It's totally, and I love it. But that's why we have a Constitution.
Yeah.
And when we read that Constitution, we know what we stand up and fight for.
Yeah.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're going to come right back with Jim Graves out of Minnesota here. And if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to jump online with us, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. The Unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now I'm going to give you this analogy really quick, okay? After I give you some scripture, but listen up, friends. 1 Peter 2:8. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, speaking of Christ, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. So, there are some that are made for ceremonies, and there are some that are made for war. So a warrior walks up to his eminence, the king, to his majesty. He bows and shows homage to the king. As he starts to walk backwards, he trips over his sword. The king looks at him and says, I see that you're tripping over your sword. The warrior looks back at the king and he says, your enemies find it so. Your enemies find it so, king. He rebuked the king by showing him that he was a warrior for the cause and the government of that just king. Isn't that an awesome analogy? Mm-hmm. And when I read scripture from 1 Peter 2:8, I'm simply saying that this is what the gospel is to those that are disobedient. It may look like, wait, you're tripping up over your own sword. You're tripping up. No, wait a second. You need to keep in mind, the sword's there, America, to protect who you are. See, they call him the shepherd of the sheep. When the wolves come, Christians don't open the door and say, yeah, come on in and devour the sheep to the little wolvies. No, they stand up and they battle the wolves, just like David did when he took down the bear and the lion. Amen. Mm-hmm. I love the analogy. Let's get on with Jim.
Well, today with the Sons of Liberty, we have Mr. Jim Graves, who's running for United States Congress here in the state of Minnesota, 6th District. Correct, Jim?
That's right. Is this Bradley or Jake or both?
This is actually Jake, and Bradley was just speaking.
You'll always know my name, Jim, because of the studliness. That's kind of it's kind of hanging on my shirt here.
Mine's very melatonin and very even keel. So
Martin Luther Melanchthon.
Melanchthon.
Okay, how are you guys doing today? Pluses.
We're doing great, man.
Thanks for being on the show with us. Now, to cut right to it, there's a couple questions that I have for you. Now, the Republican Party in the state of Minnesota. Minnesota, has an affinity for both of us. Frankly, the Republican Party has said a lot of things about us and our radio program that just aren't true and hadn't talked to us before. So I know that right now there's a lot of things going on as you're running for Congress. You're running for the spot that Michelle Bachmann currently sits in. And they've been bringing up different issues like delinquencies and some of the personal financial disclosures and things like that. So I want you to answer, outside of what they're saying and what they're speaking, is there any disclosures that have not been brought forth? And if so, why? And also any delinquencies that you have right now in your own business, because I think it's important. You're handling the purse of the nation. So if you can control and create jobs and do things like that in your own business, what you're going to bring to, you know, Capitol Hill for the people of America. So if you can kind of answer both of those questions and address those accusations.
Sure, yeah. Those are myths. Every disclosure was made. We have a lot of companies. It's a complex situation,
mm-hmm.
but our accountants and attorneys did the FEC filing, and everything is in there. I've been told completely. So there's no disclosure situation. Delinquencies, we are is upstanding, forthright, stand behind everything we do. I've been in business for 35 years, basically. Not one bank, not one supplier, not one person that works for me has ever been slighted. We take care of our people. We treat people like family. I go by the Christian rule, which is the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I've always done business, with integrity and honor. And
so
you know, there's no truth to any of it. And
awesome.
We can get into the details, I suspect, if anybody wants to. But again, you know what happens, unfortunately, Jake and Brady, is people like to throw negative ads out and try to do things and try to frame people. And you know, let me be right up front. I think Michelle Bachmann is a person, is a wonderful person. She's a mother of five kids. She's done wonderful work with being a foster parent. This election is not about Michelle Bachmann or Jim Graves. It's really about who can serve the people, who can fill the role of being a steward for the people's needs and represent them honorably with integrity and honesty and hard work in Washington. And that's what it's about. It's not about trying to trash the other person.
No, and I get it. And I get the political rhetoric because, again, it's not something that's foreign to us, both sides, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. We consider ourselves Christocrats. We stand in the Word. We're ministers of God. And we don't pick an affiliate or we don't affiliate ourselves with a party. We'll affiliate ourselves
Benjamin
with both parties.
Benjamin Rush rightly said, Jim, he said that he was neither an aristocrat or a Democrat. He was a Christocrat.
Yep. He served in three administrations that were three different political parties.
And here's the thing that I want to ask you, Jim, is because when I got a flyer in front of me. I just got this at my house probably about 3 or 4 days ago. And you were talking about the rule. I guess I care more about the rule of law and the principles of Christianity. And on this flyer that I received, it says that you're for gay marriage, you're for abortion, and you're for Obamacare. And
we all know those are not correct. Do you know anybody that's for abortion, is pro-abortion? I live in a real world. I believe in a world that we forgive and we work together and we try to help people. I walk the talk. I have a lot of employees. I want to do everything I possibly can to find common ground and try to support women. The Affordable Care Act, it's a complicated thing. What I have said are there are some things in that act that are good. It's complicated, but really the big thing that's missing and the heavy lifting, and we all know it, we've got to bend the cost curve, and we're not going to do it by sound bites. We have to sit down and really work. What I've said is in the Affordable Care Act, there's a couple things I like. I like knowing that a mom and dad that have a child that was born with some type of a terrible health condition will never have to worry about losing their home or finding themselves in the street taking care of their loved ones.
Can I bring up a point to that,
yeah.
Jim? And you're right, and that's great, and I love that because it wins the sympathies of people, but the bottom line is the Affordable Care Act is completely unconstitutional. It's not a federal issue. And secondly, those good things that you have in it, this act is huge. And like you said, there's a huge cost curve because it's illegal. These things that people are bringing, this is a fairy tale. It's a myth. You can't implement
this illegal,
into a country.
If it's illegal, I agree 100% with you. If it's illegal, I hope the Roberts courts act accordingly. And you know, what you have to understand is you and I are citizens of the United States.
Right.
First and foremost, I know where your loyalty goes, and it should go. You're strong Christians. But at the end of the day, we are citizens. And, you know, as Jesus said, give unto Caesar as Caesar's. We live in a country.
But give unto God that which is God's. I just want to finish.
Yeah, you know this stuff a lot better than I do. But sure. what I am trying to say is that if it's unconstitutional, I will be the first one to say anything that's unconstitutional in the act should be thrown out.
Can I ask that question?
I did not take a stand on the mandate because I just let's let the courts make that decision.
Mm-hmm. But it's not for the court. Then if the Supreme Courts make the decision, where they enact law that is contrary to God's law, we receive our rights from God, not from the Supreme Court. They're not the end of the day for us, Jim.
And we need champions in Congress that are willing to stand
for that. Well, there's nothing wrong with civil disobedience, I guess. But, as a member of Congress, I have to uphold the law as interpreted by the courts and the Constitution. I mean, you have to realize.
But hang on a second, Jim. I want to keep this civil. But where at the very end of your oath that you swear, what do you say? You say, "So help me God." And when I look at that building which you're sitting in and you're serving the people, I notice there's a guy named Moses with the Ten Commandments in the back, right above the heads of the Supreme Court chambers. And we receive our rights from God as a republic founded in common law. The problem with what's going on in our country right now, Jim, is the fact that as people are turning their face against God and they're giving their sovereignty over to man. And we're exchanging God's sovereignty for man's tyrannical rule. And that's really what it's coming down to.
But
we're talking about life here.
But keep in mind that what we have to do is we have to follow the law. Now, when we talk about marriage,
mm-hmm.
Between a man and a woman.
An institution of God.
And that's a sacramental thing. I'm a Catholic. You may not like Catholics. I don't know.
I'm cool. There's some good Catholics out there,
Jim. I'm a Catholic kid. Okay. Basically, that's sacramental in my church,
mm-hmm.
and that's a union made under the sacraments, and that's the church. But I don't want to get in a situation that we blur the line of separation of church and state because you may get what you don't want. Right now, I think we have to be very clear about this, is that there's a difference between what I do amongst my family and in my church than what I do necessarily under the law, as far as what I believe. I can't, for example,
Jim,
for years I never ate meat on Friday.
Hang on a second, Jim. Hang on a second, Jim.
Sure.
I agree with that.
The man and the office are one and the same. They're not separate. How do you take off your Christian hat when you serve the people? How do you do that? That's a double-minded man, and that's got to be a terrible place to live. And B, and exist, because people are sick and tired of what they're seeing through politicians today. What they want to see is they want to see real leadership. They want to see people stand up for, as you said, lines between church and state. Now, we all know that you probably got that, or the majority of the American people got that from the ACLU, which Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism. Okay, that is found in USSR Constitution Article 52. That's Russia. That's communism.
You guys have got the stuff down clearer than I do. But I can tell you this: I'm the farthest thing from a communist. I don't know if you know my background. I'm a business guy. I'm a free market guy to the bone. In fact, I believe very, very strongly that this country was built on a capitalistic system, that we have rights of ownership and rights to conduct business. And I'm a very, very strong capitalist, and I've been successful. I've been blessed. I don't want you to blur this with communism or anything else. What I'm just saying is that we have common law, and as a legislator, you have to follow that. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm going to tell Jewish friends that they have to get off this pork thing and wake up.
Of course not.
We don't do that. I mean, we respect other people, and I have to represent everybody. And, you know, as far crazy as it sounds, there are people that I have to represent that you may not agree with, but I have to represent everybody.
Jim, can we hold you over to the next segment?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. We are talking with Jim Graves right now, who's running for Congress in the state of Minnesota.
In the 6th District. Thanks again for being with us, Jim. We got one more segment here. And folks, if your calls or you have any questions, you want to Facebook or email them in, you know where to go for that, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, you've established that some of the personal financial disclosures for Jim, everything's out there. These were some of the things that were coming at him from other sides in the political rhetoric. Delinquencies, there's no delinquencies. He's straight up on this. We were just discussing a few issues.
I got to say, too, I really admire the fact that Jim called in.
Yeah.
I really am. Jim, and I just wanted to high-five you that because
I
didn't want to.
Thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it. I really do.
I didn't want to go for the throat. I mean, if this would have been Keith Ellison, this would have been a different story.
That's true.
Well, we'd probably be boxing right now over the radio.
We need to telecast.
That's right. But I did want to tell you, Jim.
I want to tell you, I'm no Keith Ellison, okay?
Okay. Well, that's probably a good thing.
And I appreciate it. I'm a little confused why you chose the party that you're in, just known the history of that party. But that's a different discussion, and it probably won't get onto this show. You're a free market guy, you're a capitalist, and you know what it takes to build a business, to hire employees, to care about families, and to look out for them. Now, as the role of a congressman in the state of Minnesota, you would have to look at things from a constitutional standpoint. And you mentioned separation between church and state. And I think that's where people get befuddled on these issues of life. And I'm talking about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also talking about the marriage issue and the sanctity of marriage. There's nothing wrong with the state acknowledging the definition of marriage between a man and a woman. That is legal law. It's defined by law. It was given from our lawgiver, common law, and laws of nature. That is a law that's set. So for a congressman to stand upon those principles, there's nothing wrong with that. The Affordable Health Care Act.
That's what people are looking for.
And that's exactly what they're looking for. Now, when you bring it over, when you take those two topics, abortion and you're a Catholic, Jim, so I know you appreciate this, the Catholic Church stood on their heels for a long time allowing the Obamacare thing to go forward. Some of the Catholic churches even embraced it. But now when it comes at them and says you must offer contraceptives, they are by force, if you want to talk about separation of church and state.
Totalitarianism, yep.
The state is coming into the church now telling the church what to do when the state doesn't even need to mention or chime in on any of these issues. nor mandate them. So going to this point of abortion, I believe abortion is wrong, no matter what term. You know, 1% of abortions come as a result of rape or incest. Yeah. 99%, most of abortions happen for social reasons.
99%.
Will you stand for abortions for social reasons if the woman just chooses, I don't want this child?
Yeah, what I stand for, guys, is I stand for the woman that they don't have to make a difficult choice like that. I want to be there. Everything I can do under the law, and I possibly can, I've always done this, by the way, is that I was involved early on in Birthline, which is a great program to help women that are in difficult situations.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are young women that, you know, and I can't speak for the specifics, but anyway,
sure.
The bottom line is people are in trouble. I want to be there for women. I know that at the end of the day, the three of us guys can talk all we want. A woman in distress is going to take things into her own hands. What we can do, the three of us guys, what we can do is try to support women so that they don't have to make those choices. Make sure that we're there for them so that they have access to good health care, so that their children have access to health care. They have housing. They have potential good jobs that they can support themselves. You know, unfortunately, in a perfect world, we wouldn't need to be talking about this because we would have somebody there. There'd be couples working together doing this. But there's a lot of people hurting out there. And I've taken the choice, the role, I should say, in the path. I'm going to try to help everybody I possibly can. And I'm going to worry about that plank in my eye. I'm not going to worry about the speck in my brother's eye.
I'm
going to try to help people.
I bring up a contradiction in this, Jim, is that, you know, we used to teach kids.
We're talking
abstinence.
About 55 million babies that have
That's
been
right.
aborted, and all the way up until 1973, it was considered murder in every state. And if you look at the Declaration of Independence, it still does, because man does not set himself against God and expect to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at 18 states, to the equivalent of, that's how many babies have been aborted, murdered in this country. And we have more of a care about the rights of the woman rather than the rights of the child.
And
it's not the child's fault that he was conceived. But yet we have the grown-ups, Jim, teaching the young ladies that it's okay to have premarital sex. And then when they
right.
get pregnant, they have the baby. And then the adults say, no, go kill the child.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not a good place to put ourselves. It's not right. It's not lawful. And this is not love demonstrated back to our Father who gave us the rights that we have to make the choices that we're called to make.
That's right. And, Jim, I would like to see your stance change and be diametrically opposed to what you're talking, because though it sounds good, and it does on surface, help women, you're talking about a right of a woman to take another's life. There is no right in our Bill of Rights that gives us the ability to do that.
Can I be totally candid with you, which I am
sure.
with everybody, is
yeah.
that I totally respect your position. Totally respect it. 100%. I understand where you're coming from, okay? I also know there's a population out there that doesn't agree with your position.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm realistic enough to know that we've been fighting this thing for 40 to 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find common ground that we can all agree on and work together. And that's what I want to do. You see, I want to bring people together and say, what can we agree on? And then maybe we can change people's minds and help people out. The battle can go on. Battle can go on forever. But we have two different people, sets, populations. They both believe strongly in what they believe in. And I'm saying, let me find something that we can agree on and let us work on this. One thing we all agree on.
But we don't want to disagree with the lawgiver, and that's my point.
Once we
begin to disagree with the lawgiver, then we sympathize with those that are committing crimes against heaven.
And then how do we have national blessing? Because our oath is, so help me God.
Do we have another thing we can talk about?
Yeah, really quick. I just want to say this. I was on Channel 4 one time, and I was with Chad over there, and he asked me what my opinion was on something, and we were talking about the Constitution. And I said, you know what? It's okay. I said, my opinion doesn't matter any more than yours does. I said, it's okay for us to have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles. All the way up until 1961 and all the way up until 1973, we were all rooted in the same principles. We didn't have this. And, Jim, I just want to say this. We don't have two parties. We have one Constitution. We don't have two. And this two-system party,
I like where you're going on that. I agree with you. This partisan stuff has got to stop. We're all in this together. Mm-hmm. We're one big family. We're one big country. We have to find common solution. Now, you want to talk about health care and the Affordable Care Act, and, you know, we could talk about that other issue about...
I wanted to talk about Barney Frank really quick.
Okay, sure. Let's go.
Barney
let's
Frank. Now, do you know the history of Barney Frank? Because this is what got me onto Jim Graves.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I thought you were in town here one day, and I stopped because I wanted to come up to you and ask you, Jim, did you know anything about Barney Frank's? Because in 1989, Barney Frank's home in Washington, D.C. was being used for a homosexual prostitution ring. And his name was also brought up on a pedophile indictment in the 90s. And I said to my friend over here in the state of Minnesota, I said, someone's got to tell Jim what's going on because he's not the right guy to have come into town.
Well, we brought Barney Frank in, you guys, for, and I don't know any of that stuff. And he's out of Congress.
I would hope
anyway.
That he doesn't wear that T-shirt.
I don't know anything about that. But let me say this. Is that there's a bill called the Dodd-Frank bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was going to be coming up. I knew it was going to be important. By the way, I've got Paul Ryan coming to one of my businesses on I think it's Friday or Saturday night. I'll be shaking his hand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's not coming for me, but he's coming into one of our facilities. Okay. The point what I wanted to do with the Barney Frank thing is, Dodd-Frank is a very important bill. And I have a lot of people that are in the Wall Street business and the banking business and what have you. And we wanted to talk about, okay, what's going on with Dodd-Frank? How are we providing transparency and how are we deleveraging our financial institutions? We never want to go back through what we did in 2007. I don't know about you guys, but I lost a whole lot of money.
So did
in that recession. It was a tough recession. I'm still working through it. It's tough. And I never want to see that happen again. I don't want the greedy Wall Street people ever taking advantage of you and me ever again. And I wanted to talk about that and also Basel III. Granted, some of my smaller bank friends, we have some problems with Basel III. We have some problems with these bills get very complicated and the capital structure requirements get kind of complicated. But at the end of the day, I felt strongly that we needed to not rehash what we did in 2007, 2008 again. So I wanted to bring, and I did bring in Frank, and he did talk about it at my hotel, and he gave me a real good endorsement too. He said, "Graves, if you were a kitchen table, I'd endorse you." I said, "Well, thank you, Barney, for the compliment." And then he talked about
was that a compliment?
and then he talked about the Dodd-Frank bill. He didn't compliment me too much, but I may not be the most popular guy in that camp. Yeah, I'm a capitalist, guys. I really believe strongly in free markets. And I would like to, I know you got limited time.
You got about 30 seconds.
Okay, here's the deal with Affordable Care Act. It doesn't really address the cost. It doesn't bend the cost curve. And what I think we have to do with health care is we have to change it. Needs a paradigm shift. We have to change it from a procedure-based compensation model to an outcome-based. We need prevention. We need transparency, and we need to implement free market principles into healthcare. Until we do that, we're not going to get the job done.
And I believe, Jim Graves, you need to be pro-life, and I hope that you would stand
and pro-marriage.
And pro-marriage.
You know...
We we're literally closing down right now. Folks, you got sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do. First John 3:18, just talking to Jim Graves, running for Congress in the state of Minnesota. We got to get our politicians, friends, moral. We got to get them to a repentant state before a just and holy God so we can have the liberties that our forefathers gave unto us. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Talk to you in 23
Hallelujah.
Hours. See ya.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.